Hello, this is Pastor George Birkinshaw of the Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Elbridge, New York, your pastor for the day. Today, we're going to talk about something that's coming up, and that's changes in our life. The new year is approaching, and we look forward to the 2026 and what it brings, as we're thankful for what 2025 has brought. And as we transition from one year to the next, may this be a reflective piece upon your Christianity, your walk with the Lord, and your personal relationship with Him. Number one, my question is, are you born again? Are you a born-again Christian? Have you repented and placed your faith and belief in Jesus Christ alone? If you're not, then you need to become born again. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, "For He saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." In the book of Hebrews of Scripture, it states, "Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts." Open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus says in John chapter 3, you must be born again. For if a man is not born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. But if you are a born-again, Bible-believing Christian, and you're saved, start making resolution, Christian, not just because it's a new year and it's something that you do for the new year, but make a resolution. Start strong as a Christian, and not something that you just start as a resolution and putter out after halfway through the second day of your resolution. Make a resolution between you and the Almighty, between you and the Creator, between you and your Savior. And He already knows the thoughts and intents of your heart, that you're going to draw closer to Him in relationship. You're going to develop a prayer life, or if you have a prayer life, a closer prayer life, that you're going to read your Bible every day, not just to get Bible knowledge, but to get Him. That's to say, Jesus Christ. That you're going to go to church, you're going to learn to give financially and of your time. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Every year as a Christian, you ought to be striving in growth. Are you growing from the last year to this year? Are you growing in Bible knowledge? Are you growing in prayer? Are you growing in relationship with the Lord? In 2 Peter 3, 18, it states, "But grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be glory, both now and forever. Amen." Make this resolution not just to make you a better person, but that you would be a better person to please Jesus Christ so that He gets the glory. He gets the praise. He gets the worship. Christian, this just isn't reformation. This is regeneration. This is warfare. This is to reckon the old man that's in you dead so that you are alive unto Christ. Make the resolution now, Christian. Pray to the Lord, but don't stop there. Follow through. Seek accountability. Cut off access to those secret sins. Get in communion with the Savior. This is Pastor George Birkinshaw from Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Elbridge, New York, your pastor for the day.